In Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid, where he talked about Limud HaTorah, and he made the point, beautiful tie, Chavi Misavek Bafar Agleyem, he said, that when a person is learning, he Misavek from a Lashon Ve'yeyavek Ishimai, that a person when he's learning has to apply himself. And he has to push himself and even fight with his Reveyim. The language he used was Osur Loi LeTalmud LeKavel Divrei Rabbi K'sheyesh LeKushis Aleihem. And it's a very powerful lashon. Now he goes on. I'm not sure where the paragraph breaks in your, but where it says Bereishis Lamed Beis, middle of the, I think it's the middle of the paragraph. What page is it in the other prints? Nobody knows. Okay, yeah, a second. What? Don't pretend you have the place when you don't. Not a type of Mem Gimel, is it? It's page Mem Beis Mem Gimel, right, okay. The page Mem Beis, in the middle of the paragraph, it says, V'asa lo'i l'tabu l'kabal divrei rabbi, under Kedushin Lamed. Okay, middle of the paragraph. Let's see, because he adds a second aspect. L'pam yemesim ha-talmid. We learned this last time, that when it comes to learning, a person has to apply his mind, and sometimes he'll be right against his rabbi. K'moisha eitz katan madlikas ha-gadol, just like a small piece of wood can light a big one. This is as far as we got last time. He says, so till now he was talking about a live Rebbe, when someone is zeichet to sit and learn from a Rebbe who's there. He says, the same thing in relationship to the Gedolei Yisrael that are no longer alive. In Ishmasim Bishmei Maraim, Hamachabrim Hamufursamim. We use Svarim. We're using Svarim from great people. Misifreyem Itanu. And we have their books. Hine Ayidea Svarim Asher Bebotenu. Botenu Hu Beis Vad L'Chachamim Eila. So we make our house into a meeting place of Tamidei Chachamim by having their Svarim there. Stuff he means that you're going to use it.
You open it up once in a while.
You open it once in a while. Who's Arnu Gam came viditilanu rishus lisabek velilchaim bedevreim olatayas kushiyasam. Learning is to apply yourself and to try to answer kashas, even that great people asked, and were unable to answer. And even if you know that there might be something wrong with your answer, the idea of limud haTorah is for a person to apply himself. Tremendous difference between someone who sits down by a sefer and applies himself and tries to answer and tries to say it shver, as opposed to someone who sits down by a sefer and is just listening to the words. I mean, listening to the words, you're not alive, you're not into it. And when you're skeptical about everything it says, you try to justify it or to say it's not justifiable, you try to push. Then you learn differently. You learn differently. But they try to sit down to learn, they make a laney for sheer. If they learn the Gemara, they have no kashas, they're depressed. You know, I would think it's great. You know, you learn the Gemara, you understand it. But we all know there's always what to tumble in learning, and a person pushes, a person tries to push himself. That's the Hatzlacha. The Hatzlacha is to ask. V'loy lisa p'nei ish rakleh v'emes. And don't show favoritism to anybody. Even if the sefer you're learning is from another gadol that you have a love for, you should better love the truth. Avol im kol zeh. Now, you might think, you'll take out the Mishnah Berurah, and he'll say something, and he'll say, that's ridiculous, and you'll, so he says, Aval im kol zeh, yizar b'nafshe milva, miladaber b'gaiva v'gaida leiva, b'shamotza mokalim lachloik. He should do it with humility when he finds a place to ask and to argue. V'yidbe ki gadol hu k'rabbi, ki mechaber ha-sefer, is he going to think he's as great as his rabbi or the author of the sefer, shu masig alav? V'yedu b'vavai ki kam upon him le'yavin dvar v'kavanasai. It's known as heart that many times you just don't understand what they're saying. Therefore you have to behave with humility. You see that in the Poskim. They say, I'm not going to argue with him, and then they go and argue with whoever they're quoting. Fight with them. You should understand that you're up to the dust of their feet. So he makes this point that in Limud, you have to tumble, you have to learn, and nevertheless, you have to realize where you are. I'd like to recount my father, Olav HaShalom, when I was in yeshiva, he He went to Auschwitz, I think he was 16 when he was taken to Auschwitz. And the 2 years before that were also no picnic, the early 40s. So when I used to learn, he learned with me. I started learning Tysus, he started learning Tysus, I started learning Bion, he started learning Bion. So I used to tell him, when we used to learn, I used to say, Rashi makes no sense. My father, like a good European Yid, would say, you know, you want to wash my mouth out with soap. You know, your Rashi makes no sense. You say, I don't understand Rashi. You know, see, Rashi makes no sense. But years later, when my father got into learning more and more, he said things worse than me. You know, he got into it, and so he used to express himself in stronger ways. Because that's the way the person knows he's Bafar Aglayim. And even calls that, you have to apply yourself. You apply yourself to learning. And at the same time to know that it's, Bahachna, V'lodin Lefnei Bekarkas, if you're sitting on the ground before them. In the Mitzitza issue, whether you need Mitzitza Bepeh, which is an old Machlaikas, it's not a new Machlaikas. I mean, today everyone's unhappy with the government mixing in, but what it seems in the newspapers that everyone holds you need Mitzitza Bepeh, it's not true, it's an old dispute. There's an interesting tshuva from the Aruch Lener, to the writing regarding the Chassam Sofer, who was no longer alive. The Chassam Sofer said that you don't need Mitzitza B'peh. He's the big name that everyone hangs their hat on. And he said, it says, when you bring a bird as a carbon, instead of catching the blood in a vessel, what's the lashon of the pasuk?
Mamot
says, "Domi al kerem mizbeach." So how do you get the blood out? You press the neck against the mizbeach, and the blood comes out. You press a wound, it comes out. So some sefer is supposed to have said that you see the lashon mitzitza comes from pressing it and causing bleeding, not from sucking necessarily. So it's interesting. Here you have the Hungarian Pisik saying, you don't need mitzitza b'peh. And the German Pisik, the Archader, saying, you do need mitzitza b'peh. Yeah. So he writes that the Chassam Sofer made a mistake. There's a word motzah with one tzaddik. There's a word mitzitza with two tzaddiks. So he maintains that mitzitza is through suction. And umotzah estama is through pressure. Why do I mention it? Because if you read the tshuva, he writes, if the Chassam Sofer were alive, I would sit at his feet and I would beg him to listen to me and tell him they're two different words. He writes it such humility, the way he writes this argument, even though he obviously felt strongly about it. But that's what he writes. So that's the idea of a person applying himself to the things he learns. And the question is, you know, till at what point a person can take a machlokes ha-paisikim and say, you apply yourself, this paisik makes more sense to me. I mean, when a person does research and puts himself into it, what point a person has a right to do that? So it's a little bit unclear. There's certainly a point when there's a machlokes ha-paisikim and a person throws himself into it for an extended period, that a person can try to make some type of a decision in his learning.
You could bring Raya to the other way from the Gemara and some Rishonim, like they say Shimina, and some, they use derogatory language sometimes when they refer to the appearance.
Yeah, that's right. There's the Chuvas Chavis Yoyer, which the Chavetz Chaim brings in his Sefer, that the Tano and Abirom use derogatory language to each other, very sharp language, and we don't understand. It's we don't talk that way. The answer is that they cared. They cared.
Tore each other up. They just loved each other.
Okay. In Bavel, they referred to Eretz Yisrael. Actually, in Eretz Yisrael, they referred to Bavel in very derogatory terms. They said, "Hani Bavloi Tipshoi." They said these foolish Babylonians and Dachli Nava Benama. They had different complaints. But anyway, the point is to apply oneself, and it's all the more true today because today our avoda is svarim, really. We're not the Bar Hochi, even the Gedolim of a generation. We don't say new things. We basically collect. You know, people always wonder, you know, there were Tanoim and Amiroim, and then there were Ga'idim and Rishaidim and then Achrayim. Like, where are we? Where do you go after Achrayim? I somehow feel that we're Malaktim. As opposed to pre-Holocaust Gedolim, you read the Tshuvas, they threw themselves into a sugya with Rishaidim. And, you know, Ramesha, you know, he quotes some Sefer that I'd be Hager. I never saw quote Aruch Lener or rare occasion. He threw himself into a sugya. That was the pre-Holocaust level of scholarship that existed. I think that today's level is, well, it's sort of malakdim. Our avodah is someone has a shayla. So if I have to answer something, I go and I look. I try to hit the books, you know, I try to do my research to see what it says. So the Sfarim are very much our Rebbeim today. There's a beautiful essay from Rabbi Yoshua Ber Soloveitchik. If I had it at home, I would have brought it. He talks about how he sits in a classroom, and he talks very poetically about the door opens, and the Rambam walks in, and he says his opinion, and then the Rajah walks in, and how the place becomes alive. So if you look at it that way, if a person says something and it's shver, you argue with him. If you open a sefer, it's shver. You yawn and you close and put it away. So you have to imagine that it's really there. Okay, so this paragraph we learned last time and this time is referring to people that are capable of applying themselves. He has about one more paragraph on this Mishnah. I'm sorry, this is still connected to a paragraph. Vavi shaysa b'tzame es devrayim. And drink thirstily the words of the Talmidei Chachamim. Le'omar b'kitzama, kitzamea, doesn't say drink like one who is thirsty. Ki kol dimyayin ein eshava mamish. If I say I'm like him, then I'm usually not quite him. Ki maimer chazal, ha'isa ki almano, v'lo yamano mamish. Chayin omar b'tzama. What does that mean? She'yeh kishayse mayim meluchim. You should learn Torah like one who drinks salty water. The more you drink, it should make you more thirsty. The more he learns, the more he has a taiva and a sweetness in knowing God's Torah. You drink while you're thirsty. You're thirsty even as you drink. And that's the goal.
That's the best marshal.
That's a great marshal.
I think air, oxygen, salty water is not the...
But there's a certain satisfaction. You know, they say the marshal to water is that if a person is thirsty, water has a taste. If you're not thirsty, it doesn't give you any satisfaction. You don't make a bracha if you drink water and you're not thirsty. Same thing with Tyrus. Some people, they don't see anything there, you know. And I remember, I love to tell this over, I had a chavrusa for a number of years in Tarvadas. Happens to be he got married 5 or 6 years later than me. We used to learn the Night Seder. I remember once, he looked around the Beis Medrash walls. He says, you know, I'm here 10 years in this Beis Medrash already. And I'm tired of it already, you know. And, he moved on to bigger and better things. He's a good person. I remember looking at the walls while he was saying it and wondering what problem he had with the walls. The walls looked just fine to me. I didn't, So you have to be bitzama. If you're bitzama, if you're tzameh for something, then it's great. And if it's not, then it's a problem. So this is all the goal of learning. The goal of learning is to push. That's why if you take a topic that's of interest to you, you hear a shir, and something is of interest, you go look it up. And you go work on it. Heshirash, a little be well, he's going through an illness. How did I get to know him? He came to Tervidas in the middle of the day. I didn't know who he was. He was coming to the Navishi. He came to Tervidas in the middle of the day. He knew after Milcha is a good time. He sat down. He pulled out 3 Svarim. And something that I spoke about, the Navishi, he had his whole, he told about it. And I remember thinking, waiting to see what his point is. Usually, tell you about Torah, and then, they need something. No. You come to Yeshiva and just, you go after you learn. You go, you pull out Svarim. And you look up a topic, you pursue it. He has one last paragraph for Amaratzim. None of us are included, but we have to know what to say to Amaratzim. He has a second pshat. Even if you're not capable of understanding learning on your own. And there are people like that. Somebody wants to buy perfume, he has no money. But if he walks around in the perfume store, the smell will rub off on him a little bit. Not today when they seal the bottles, but once upon a time. If you don't know what they're talking about, but you have the dust of their legs coming onto you, nevertheless, you should have a tremendous desire. And in the footnote he brings, the Gemara Brachas Davav, Igra de Pirka Riata. The schar of learning is running to learn. Pirush Rashi, Ikka Kibbal Schar Ebriyas, Arasal Lishvaya Drosham, Pichacham, Ischar Habarutza. The schar of the running, Rashi says, Shari Rubab, Einam Avinim Lahamid Girsa, Tolay Meshvua. You people don't understand the word. They push themselves. I feel very much that people who are working and people out in the world, that being up Shavuos night is a statement. I mentioned it many times that it's really not the learning of Shavuos night, it's the pushing yourself. So someone in Shul brought me the Mikra Kodesh where he says this. He says this idea. The staying up Shavuos night is not for the quality of the learning. It's not for the knowledge you get. Although you go to certain shiurs, you pick up a lot of ideas. But he writes here, regarding learning at night, that's what it's about. A Torah shall maybe be a gear the grass al shemai. He says, "Moshe kibbel Torah b'misiras nefesh. Shahiya sham im Hashem arbaim yaim arbaim laila lechem layasa achav laitam tavsheina." So Nikos she kibbel as a Torah b'misiras nefesh. The Gemara says he didn't understand for the first 39 days. That's the Gemara says that he didn't understand for 39 days. The 40th day Hashem gave it to him b'batana. So why is he wasting his time for 39 days? Because the mysterious nefesh, the pushing that someone does in learning, has a meaning, has a chashivas, and that's what he's referring to here. Even a person who doesn't understand, who pushes and pushes himself, that's a that's the having misabek b'afra adlayim. Now we should all try to understand.
If you're with them, you're one of them.
If you're with them, that's a nice story. I mentioned Rav Juk's story about in Iron Curtain, Russia. About the yid that attended a shir in a basement at a hidden place and was crowded and he didn't understand the word. And they really wanted him to leave so someone else could come. And he told them a story of how he was once in a cafeteria in Moscow. And the KGB came with metal bars and started beating up everyone there. Apparently there were some subversives there. And he said, "I'm not one of them. You know, I just came for a coffee." And they said, "If you're sitting with them, you're one of them." So he said the same thing. He said, "I'm sitting with them. There, I'm one of them. I'm sitting here, I'm also one of them." And there's a lesson to it. I once read that Tuba is Metaba Ba'ayil. Right? If you're just in the same room with it. So probably Kedusha is Metaba Ba'ayil also. It leaves off some sense of Kedusha Ba'ayil as well. Right? So next week, if it's Hashem, Monday I have a Sheva Brachas in the neighborhood, but I hope to be back at 9:15. That's my plan. And Tuesday I have a wedding. So Monday and Thursday next week.